We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Rem Dog. You gearing up for the playoffs? You got your playoff game face on?
Not quite yet. I need a couple more days. You know, we got to get through a few more teams, and then I'll be ready, come this weekend. That's when I start getting fired up.
Hey, is the division title and the home field advantage, in your mind, Jerry, significant enough to, pitch Schilling on Sunday to clinch it, if need be?
No, look, first of all, I'd love to see them win a division. You know, they haven't done so in a long, long time. They've had the lead all season long. I would certainly love to see them have home field advantage. I think, you know, playing at Fenway is certainly special for these guys. But not at the expense of having to, you know, bring Papelbon and back-to-back games, and which they're not going to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to play it pretty much the way they have over the last week and try to get things squared up, and settled to go into postseason play. First of all, healthy with Ramirez and Youkilis and a well-rested pitching staff and trying to get Okajima back and, people like that. So, I'd love to see him win a division. I think everybody would. You know, the finish first in front of the Yankees is I think it's an important step. But on the other hand, the important step is winning the championship. And we saw in 2004 that you can do that as a wild card team. We've seen it over and over again. But so it's going to be an interesting week, the balancing act of, winning games and trying to win a division. They got a two-game lead right now, so hopefully they can, continue to do that. But on the other hand, not do anything foolish that's going to cost them, anything at all in the playoff.
You're not suggesting, though, that winning the division is more of a mental or emotional value as opposed to playing four games at Fenway Park as opposed to four games at Yankee Stadium.
For the fans, I think it's special because it's the Yankees, and for the players, too. I mean, look, they've led this thing all the way, and I think there's a sense of pride of being the champion in your division, and it's something they could sell. They had a subdued celebration when they got into the playoffs down there in Tampa, and I think they'll have a bigger one if they can clinch the division. But I also think they'd much prefer to open up at Fenway Park and have home field advantage to everything. I think that, that's a great advantage for them. And you don't know where you're going yet. You don't know if you're going to Cleveland or L.A. You hate the West Coast trips. Those things stink. Mm. So, we'll see what happens this week. It's kind of a strange scenario. It was weird, watching them clinch a playoff spot down in Tampa with yet, another goal in mind, mm-hmm. which is clinching the division. And then all the playoff games that come up. So it's been kind of a strange couple of weeks. It really has.
Well, what sense do you get from Francona, Jerry, on how he's going to handle this week and how much importance he places in the division title?
Well, I think he thinks it's important, but yet again, he's not going to do anything dumb, that's going to cost him a playoff game. And I think that's the big picture, he's not going to run Manny out there a minute earlier than he can. He's not going to run Youkilis out there. He's not going to, overwork Papelbon. He's not going to have a pitcher go 120 pitches. I mean, right. That's not going to happen. And so, he hopes for a nice, clean, easy week where he can pick up some wins, win a division, but yet do it in a way where he knows he's got to protect all these other things. And that's the prudent thing to do. And, the thing about it is whether they win it or they don't win it, come Sunday night when it's all said and done and over and where they find out if they're here or they're going to be somewhere else. It's a whole new season, and that excitement begins again. So I hate to make it sound like it's no big deal, because I think it is a big deal. But on the other hand, once Sunday night rolls around and you start these playoffs, it's a whole different thing. It's like a brand new season, and they'll be as fired up as they can be.
And if they win the division and then lose the first round series, it's going to feel pretty hollow, pretty empty, that division.
Oh yeah, you want to remember it.
Well, will Youkilis and or Manny play this week?
Yeah, I think so. I think, I saw Manny in Tampa Bay, and just for a brief moment, I said, how you feeling? He said, much better. I said, what do you think? And he says, maybe Tuesday. Now, that's today. I don't know about that, but he was talking about maybe first round against Cleveland, and he loves hitting in Cleveland and all that stuff. So, I think he's hoping to be back very soon. And, you know, in a perfect world for both those guys, I think you'd like to see him have three, four, five games to get their swing back. You know, Manny's been out a long, long time. Now, we all say he can roll out of bed and hit, but yet, you know, you've got to be able to go up there and see some live pitching, and there's no other place to do it now because there are no minor league games going on. So it's not like you said I'm in a rehab and you wouldn't want to do that. So, you know, I think the ideal situation is to have these guys in for, you know, to get, you know, maybe 16, 20, 24 at-bats before the postseason starts.
Hey, Jerry, travel aside, based only on baseball, who would you rather see the Red Sox play, the Angels or the Indians?
Oof.
Forget the travel.
Angels scare me a little bit.
Yeah.
Except they don't scare me in Fenway. For some reason, in Fenway, you know, Lackey doesn't pitch well, and Shields is terrible. He just hates pitching here. And the Red Sox are able to knock him around in this ballpark. On the other hand, what scares me about them is if they get a lead on you, they can make you look silly because they're going to run the bases. You know, they're going to steal bases. They're going to do a lot of different things that can upset, you know, your defense and your pitching. Cleveland is kind of a strange club. I worry about Sabathia. I worry about Carmona. But I don't worry about their closer, Borowski. You know, he's got a high number of saves, but I just don't see him as, you know, in the same category as a K-Rod, you know, something like that. So I think the ideal thing is to stay away from the West Coast. I mean, that travel can be absolutely brutal in a short series.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think I'd kind of like to see him play Cleveland, you know, and that's, I don't know, something about the Angels scare me. But they don't scare me at Fenway. It's weird. They have problems here. Strange things have happened to them here. And they got a couple of guys that just don't have success here. Key players on their team. You know, Lackey, one of their best pitchers. And Shields, their setup guy, has been awful.
Is it etched in stone that it's going to be Beckett, Schilling, and then Dice K?
That I don't know. I the way it's set up now, it seems to be Beckett, Dice K, and Schilling.
But those three, yeah.
I think it sounds to me like it's those three. And, of course, if they go beyond that, Wakefield will be number four. And I'm not sure, you know, Schilling's pitched pretty good over the last three or four outings. And that experience tells me a lot, you know, it tells everybody a lot about what he can do in postseason. And I just wonder, you know, what the thinking might be if they slide Dice K into the two spot and Schilling in three. I don't know. That's something that they'll get more into this week, I'm sure, you know. But he's pitched good, you know. He's pitched real good over his last, four outings. And we all know that, you know, he's a guy that's, you know, he's not afraid to go out there in October. So we'll see how it sets up. I'm not sure, you know, I think it's set up that way, but I'm not sure that, you know, that's a, you know, definitive answer.
Hey, Jerry, what doesn't Buchholz and Lester know about the postseason that Schilling figured out a long time ago?
Well, I guess it's a whole different world. And, you know, I only speak from one playoff game in my life as a player. And that was the 78 playoff game against the Yankees. And I can tell you, as a player, I was nervous as I've ever been in my life for that one game. Now, I also knew it was one and out. There was no wild card. There was nothing. So you win that game, you go on, you lose it, you go home. I think the intensity level, the pressure, the media, you know, everybody watching, it's a totally different schedule than what you have right now. So, you know, these are all things that, you know, they're going to have to deal with, that a guy that's been there a number of times, they know how to handle it. It's like when guys say they go to the All-Star game and they enjoy it more the second time around. You know, the first time's like a whirlwind tour. You don't know what's going on. There's all kind of action activity around you. And then the more you go, the more you focus in on what you got to do and eliminate things you don't have to do. And I think it's the same thing for the playoffs. It's just a total different animal. I mean, it's not the normal day of going to the ballpark to play the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. You know, it's everything. There's so much activity around it that I think as a player, I would imagine you'd have to, you know, somehow be able to focus on the game itself and eliminate all that other stuff.
Hey, you know, every time we think of guys who are going to reach free agency, you know, we think they might stay, and they rarely do. You know, Pedro, Damon, guys, when they get to free agency, Jared, they tend to leave. The grass looks greener once you get out there and shop yourself. Do you think this is it for Schilling? Might we be looking at his last performance at Fenway tonight?
You might be, you know, but again, you don't know. I mean, it's almost impossible to predict, you know. I mean, I don't know what the Red Sox are thinking. I have no clue. I don't know what Kurt's thinking. You know, I don't know what kind of contract he would want. You know, all those things come into the factor. And you know, those will be determined very briefly after their time is done in the playoffs, you know, whether it be an elimination or going to the championship. So, you know, it's hard because a guy like Schilling loves this atmosphere. Yeah. He loves playing here. You know, he loves everything about here. And, you know, would he be willing to settle for some type of contract that maybe he could do better somewhere else to stay here? You know, my gut tells me maybe, depending on what that is, of course. That's something ridiculous, you know. So I don't know. I mean, you know, those are questions that we'll answer when, you know, when the time's done. And really, quite frankly, that should be a discussion for after what's going on this week and to follow.
Right. Well, what is your sense that on Buchholz? What's his role going to be? Is he just – are they going to determine
that? I don't think they know. I don't think they know, Jay. You know, and I went up to Francona down in Tampa, and I said, look, I says, I don't expect you to tell me anything, but, you know, is this kid going to be in the bullpen? He says, I don't know yet, you know.
Really?
So those discussions are still going on. And, you know, will it be maybe not the first round, maybe the second round? Will it be all the way through? Will it be not at all? I can't imagine it being not at all. You know, I would think that, you know, he's a guy that could be very valuable out there for him. But, again, they got this pitch count thing. And, you know, sometimes in the playoffs you may get carried away because, you know, you got to get big outs for four or five innings if your starter gets knocked out. He would be a logical choice to come in. So, those are decisions they're going to have to make. Based on performance, I'd love to see him out in the bullpen.
If you had to pick a guy right now, everything being equal, Buchholz or Wakefield starting a game for you, who do you think gives you a better shot at winning?
I would take Wakefield only because he's been there. You know, been there before.
Right.
Again, you know, with Tim, you never know. I mean, it could be a great one. It could be a disaster. You just don't know.
Hey, throw Dice K into that equation. I mean,
Dice K scares me a little bit. He walks a lot of guys, and he's like fifth in the league in walks.
Yeah.
And, you know, how's he going to handle his first, on the big stage? He's been on big stages in Japan, but that's different. It's not here, and it's not the competition he's going to face. So, you know, there are some concerns. There are concerns, but I'll tell you what, with the four teams that are going to be in, I think it's going to be a heck of a playoff because it's four real good teams.
Hey, Jerry, who do you think we will see more of in support of Papelbon, Okajima or Gagne? I guess the answer is maybe they'll determine that this week, depending on how they pitch.
I think this week's going to have a lot to say. You know, Gagne has had a couple of good outings, and I think we're going to see plenty of him this week, you know, with, you know, rest in between, but
right.
I think we're going to see a lot of him. Now, Okajima, to my knowledge, is supposed to start to pitch somewhere around Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see what he brings to the table. You know, is he going to bring what he brought to the Yankee game, or is he going to bring what he brought to the first half of the season? And those are decisions that, Fred Cohen is going to have to make as he goes into the postseason. You know, is this the same guy that got the job done in the first half? And is Gagne back to being Gagne? And, I think a lot of it's going to depend on, you know, the matchups, obviously, that they're going to have. And but they need both of them. I mean, they need both of them pitching decent because if they don't, you know, they could be in big trouble come the end of the game. And, we've been fortunate all season long with Okajima to get the Papelbon. I mean, he was almost like the MVP of the first half of the season and giving Papelbon a chance to rest when he had the rest. So, they need those guys in the playoffs. And I think it's going to be a week where we find out about Okajima. He'll probably get a couple of outings toward the end of the week. We'll see what they look like. And I think we're going to see plenty of Gagne all week long.
If they clinched, just say they'd already clinched, would Ortiz be sitting this week out?
Maybe for a couple of games, maybe back-to-back games, and then you'd probably see a few games where maybe he'd get three at-bats.
Right.
You also want to be careful with hitters because you don't want them off too long. You know, I mean, baseball, you play it every day. And you know, when you go to the All-Star break, you have three games off. When you come back that first game after the All-Star break, you feel lost. It's almost like the first day of spring training. It sounds crazy. It's only 3 days. But, you know, timing is everything with the hitters. And sometimes too much time off can hurt you. So, it's getting them at bats, you know, so they stay sharp. And on the other hand, if they get a chance to rest his legs and rest his knees and all that stuff, you know, they would probably do it. If they clinch right now first place, he might get tonight off. Play tomorrow, get the next day off, and then over the weekend, make sure he gets the proper amount of bats so he shot the playoffs.
Hey, Jerry, in all your years of playing and observing baseball, have you seen anything much more bizarre than Milton Bradley being injured by his own manager? That's the first part of the question. And number two, do you think the umpire might bear some responsibility here and be some discipline for Mike Winters?
Well, from what I'm reading and hearing and what their first base coach had to say, I guess it was pretty ugly from the umpire's point of view. And, you know, they know they got a ticking time bomb out there in Milton Bradley. And they know, you know, let's face it. I mean, once you've had a run-in with somebody, and if it's constant, you know, they get together and they'll get you somehow. You know, that's the way it is in baseball. You know, it's maybe not as bad today as it was in the past.
Yeah.
But they have feelings, too. And from what I'm reading from what the Meacham said, I mean, it was pretty nasty what the umpire said, and that shouldn't happen. Mm. And they know they got a guy out there that's ready to flip out at any, you know, in any moment. I mean, a fly could hit him in the face and he could, you know, want to fight the fly. So, I mean, you know, but then the craziness of having the manager, you know, try to pull him away, and then the guy's season's over. And he's one of their key players on the team. So that is one of the most bizarre incidents I've ever seen. And I do put a lot of the blame, you know, on the umpires. They know what they're dealing with out there. And, you know, they know the guy's volatile and you know, he can't control himself at times. And this is another great example of it. But I think there's responsibility on both sides in this one. And if that is the case, what I'm reading, yes, I think the umpire should be disciplined. Mm.
Hey, just between the three of us, now that Orsillo's gone big time to TBS, getting a big head, acting kind of uppity in the booth, and is a different Orsillo now?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. In the open, I have a hard time even getting on now because he demands the one shot. So what we're going to try to do this last week is when it's my turn to talk, you won't see me. You'll just hear me.
Oh.
And the camera will remain on him all the way through.
I heard a rumor that he wants you to raise your hand in the booth before you speak, and then he's going to call on you when he's ready.
We'll see how it goes. I mean, it's tough working with superstars, and you get to know them, and you got to know what buttons to push and all this. But now I will take complete command from him, and whatever he tells me, if he tells me to shut up, I shut up.
I'm pretty impressed with the Orsillo report, though, the new website.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
the Orsillo report.
It's very well done.
tell him to wear the blue jacket on his first network appearance. That'd be good.
You know, it's a nice break for him. You know, it's a nice break, but it's driving him out of his mind. He's trying to prepare for like 9 different teams, and I'm going, "Well, you cut it out for Christ's sakes!" I says, "Just go to a game." Actually, sometimes the national games are easier to do the local games. You're not sitting there reading promos the whole time.
All right, Remdog, should be an interesting week with a lot of questions answered. Certainly by Sunday, to be sure. We'll talk to you next week with a lot more answers.
All righty.
All right, Remdog with Dennis and Callahan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.